Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat Shalom, family. Hope you've had a blessed day today and that you've gotten to prescribed rest and that you've eaten well from the word of Yah in all that you've done. We are continuing in the book of Zechariah on this evening, Zechariah chapter 5. And I pray that Yah speaks to us through these scriptures that he has shown me in the book of Zechariah. On this morning, the precept was, it was a good precept and it was very well delivered. And I thank my brother who in his teaching I was trying to show the brothers, you know, I had never heard that doctrine before, but nevertheless, I can believe, people out there believe that, hey, it's going to be not just Messiah at the great white throne judgment. So, you know, clarity in the scriptures is always a good thing. We want to say happy Sabbath to everybody who is on Blog Talk, on Pal Talk, on the internet in general, wherever you may be. We greet you in the matchless name of Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach. To my sister, Mava, in Trinidad, I pray that you go and you get baptized, if you're listening, that you go and you get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ or in the name of Yeshua. I know that the Pentecostal Assemblies of the World or Pentecostal churches, you have to find one there that will baptize you in the name of Jesus, because not all churches do that. But we know that we must be baptized in his name. And so we want to encourage you, even in Trinidad, that you would seek out the baptism in the name of Messiah, in the name of Jesus Christ or Yeshua HaMashiach, and that you seek after the gift of the Holy Spirit. We are going to go ahead and start off by reading our statement of faith. The Elohim we serve is good, and he is greatly to be praised. Our statement of faith, if I can have the ladies to uncover their heads, no, the ladies to cover their heads, the brothers to uncover their heads, let us turn toward the east. Our statement of faith. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. I believe all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 and 21. I believe there is one Elohim, according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I am a new covenant child of Yah, according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I am of the royal priesthood, according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah, according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I am a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham, according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 through 29. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give our Elohim a hand clap of praise. Let's praise him with our hands. Let's praise him with our lips. If the Spirit moves on you, praise him with your feet. Don't be ashamed to allow the Spirit of the Most High to move on you. Thank you, Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yah. We give glory to you, Father. We give honor to you. We give you praise. Hallelujah. It is you who are Elohim, and you are Elohim alone, Father. There is none like you. There is none other Elohim in the world whereby we must give our praise and our honor and our glory to. Hallelujah. And it is you alone, Father, that we praise, we worship, and we adore. Hallelujah. We lift you up. We magnify you. And we worship you with all our heart, Father, not just with our lips. Hallelujah. But with our works, Father, we worship you. Hallelujah, that we might bring you glory, that we might bring you honor, that we might bring you praise, Father. We seek not to draw men unto us, but to draw men unto you, Father. Hallelujah. So we thank you for your precious gift of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for your salvation. Hallelujah. We thank you for keeping us every day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, and we glorify you on this, your day of the week, Father, that you have said that we should set apart and that we should honor you in it. Hallelujah. We glorify you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah and hallelujah. Thank you, Yah. We glorify you. We give you honor and we give you praise today. Let us bow our heads as we go before our Elohim in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercies. We thank you for life and health and strength today. We thank you for the opportunity to once again come together to break bread and to observe your Shabbat, Father. We thank you, Father, for giving us that honor, for allowing us to show you honor. Father, we would ask that you would forgive us our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. We ask that you lead us not into temptation, but that you deliver us from evil. We ask that you hold not the iniquities of our forefathers against us, for they are all gone by the way of the grave, and we are still yet here, seeking to keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments in spirit and in truth. Father, you have said that your people Israel have done wickedly, and that we have walked contrary to you, and that you have walked contrary to us. You said, but if we would just turn from our wicked ways and repent of our sins and not complain about the punishment that you have placed upon us by scattering us throughout all the nations of the world, that you would once again turn your eyes and your ears toward your people Israel. So, Father, we acknowledge that we have walked contrary to you, and that you have walked contrary to us. And, Father, we are repenting of our sins, and we're turning from our wicked ways, Father, and we won't complain about the punishment that you have placed upon us by scattering us throughout all the nations of the world. But our testimony will be, this is what happens to you when you disobey the Most High Elohim. Father, turn now your eyes and your ears toward your people Israel. Hear our supplications and our prayers. Attend unto our needs. Protect your people, Father. Give us favor in everything that we do. Bless us in our coming ins and our going out, according to your perfect will. And Father, we'll be so thankful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, we pray. Amen, and amen, and amen. Let us go to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 9. Well, first let us read Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 13 and 14 first, before we go here. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Yah and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For Elohim shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 9. Hear, O Israel, thou art passed over Jordan this day, to go into possessed nations greater and mightier than thyself, cities great and fenced up to heaven, a people great and tall, the children of Anakim, whom thou knowest, and whom thou hast heard say, who can stand before the children of Anak. Understand, therefore, this day, that Yah thy Elohim, he is which goes over before thee. As a consuming fire he shall destroy them, and he shall bring them down before thy face. So shalt thou drive them out, and destroy them quickly, as Yah has said unto thee. Speak not thou in thine heart after that that Yah thy Elohim has cast them out from before thee, saying, for my righteousness Yah has brought me in to possess this land. But for the wickedness of these nations Yah has driven them out from before thee. Not for thy righteousness or for the uprightness of thine heart dost thou go to possess their land, but for the wickedness of these nations Yah thy Elohim does drive them out from before thee, and that he may perform the word which Yah sware unto thy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Understand, therefore, that Yah thy Elohim giveth thee not this good land to possess it for thy righteousness, for thou art a stiff-necked people. Remember and forget not how thou provoketh Yah thy Elohim to wrath in the wilderness, from the day that thou didst depart out of the land of Egypt until that ye came into this place. You have been rebellious against Yah. Also in Horeb, you provoke Yah to wrath, so that Yah was angry with you to destroy you. When I was gone up into the mount to receive the tablets of stone, even the tables of the covenant which Yah made with you, then I abode in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. I neither did eat bread nor drink water. And Yah delivered unto me 2 tables of stone written with the finger of Elohim. And unto them was written according to all the words which Yah spake unto you in the mount, out of the midst of the fire, in the day of assembly. And it came to pass, at the end of 40 days and 40 nights, that Yah gave me the 2 tablets of stone, even the tables of the covenant. And Yah said unto me, arise, get ye down quickly from hence, for thy people which thou hast brought forth out of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They are quickly turned aside out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten image. Furthermore, Yah spake unto me, saying, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Let me alone, that I may destroy them, and blot out their name from under heaven, and I will make of thee a nation mightier and greater than they. So I turned and came down from the mount, and the mount burned with fire, and the two tables of covenant were in my two hands. And I looked, and behold, you had sinned against Yah, your Elohim, and had made you a molten calf. You had turned aside quickly out of the way which I had commanded you. And I took the two tables and cast them out of my two hands and break them before your eyes. And I fell down before Yah as the first 40 days and 40 nights. And I did neither eat bread nor drink water, because all your sins which you sinned in doing wicked in the sight of Yah to provoke him to anger. For I was afraid of the anger and the hot displeasure wherewith Yah was wroth against you to destroy you. But Yah hearkened unto me at that time also. And Yah was very angry with Aaron to have destroyed him. And I prayed for Aaron also the same time. And I took your sin, the calf which you had made, and I burnt it with fire and stamped it and ground it very small, even until it was as small as dust. And I cast the dust thereof into the brook that descended out of the mount at Teborah and at Massah and at Kibroth. You provoked Yah to wrath. Likewise, when Yah sent you from Kadesh Barnea, saying, go up and possess the land which I have given you, then you rebelled against the commandments of Yah your Elohim. You believed him not, nor hearkened to his words. You have been rebellious against Yah from the day that I knew you. Thus I fell down before Yah 40 days and 40 nights, and I fell down as I fell down at the first, because Yah had said he would destroy you. I prayed therefore unto Yah and said, O Yah, Elohim, destroy not thy people and thine inheritance, which thou hast redeemed through thy greatness, which thou brought forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Remember thy servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Look not unto the stubbornness of this people, nor to their wickedness, nor to their sin. Lest the land which thou broughtest us out say, because Yah was not able to bring them into the land which he promised them, because he hated them, he has brought them out to slay them in the wilderness. Yet they are thy people and thine inheritance, which thou broughtest out of thy, which thou broughtest out by thy mighty power and by thy stretched out arm. May the Most High add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and more so the doing of his word. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name I pray. Amen and amen. So we do not want to be a stiff-necked people. We do not always want to bow down under the stress of slavery, under the burdens of slavery. We want to, at some point, become the people that the Most High is looking for. We want to become the people of the covenant. We want to become the people that he has chosen. We want him to be our Elohim, and we want to be able to say that with a surety, knowing that he is for us. We are going to go into our reference verse for tonight, even though it's out of Zechariah chapter 4. I want to bring this to our remembrance and set us in the place where we ought to be, that number one, Yah loves us. And he's looking for a people who understand that have come out of confusion. He's looking for the people who have come out of Babylon and come to the understanding of the verse in Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of Yah unto Zerubbabel, Zerubbabel, all those that have come out of confusion, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith Yah of hosts. That we have to understand that it is by his spirit. It's not by the hand of a mighty army. It's not by the hand of the wealthiest nations. Matter of fact, he said he didn't even bring us into the nation because we were mighty, or because we were wealthy, or because we were many. He said he brought us into the promised land because the nations that were there were so very wicked. And when we look at the world, when we look at the world, hold on a minute. I don't know where that is coming from, but
It is loud.
All right. So when we understand that we have been called out of Babylon, we have been called out of confusion, that the only rightful and true ruler of this world is Yah Elohim, that there is no government on this earth that is greater than his government, that is more righteous than his government, that is going to rule us and provide for us greater than his government. When we can come out of that confusion and understand that that was what was intended from the very Garden of Eden, that Yah would live amongst men and that he would reign among us, that we would live our lives according to his statutes, his laws, and his commandments, and that the world has been in rebellion against him from the very beginning, ever since the first fall, trying to establish their own statutes, their own laws, and their own commandments. And it has been nothing but confusion ever since. So when we can see this and understand it, and we understand that it is only by the Spirit of the Most High will this world ever straighten up, then we can look at the scriptures in a true light. We can look at what the Most High is calling us to with truth. The book of Zechariah, Chapter 5. Then turned I and lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, a flying roll. And he said unto me, What seest thou? What do you see, Zechariah? And I answered, I see a flying roll. The length thereof is 20 cubits. That's about 30 feet. And the breadth thereof is about 10 cubits. That'd be about 15 feet. Then he said unto me, This is the curse that goeth over the face of the whole earth. For everyone that stealeth shall be cut off, as on this side according to it. And everyone that sweareth shall be cut off, as on that side according to it. So this flying scroll that Zechariah sees, it is a span of 30 cubits by 10 cubits, but it's really standing for a space. Now the Most High says that through the angel tells Zechariah that, hey, this roll represents curse for anybody that steals or swears by the name of the Most High, and we're going to read that in a minute. But it's anybody that steals or swears by the name of the Most High. When you take an oath, when you promise the Most High that you're going to do what he says and you don't, or when you make an oath and you swear by his name, or when you take his name. To see, when we read the fourth commandment, not the fourth, probably the third commandment, when you say, thou shalt not take his name in vain, that is not you saying, I'm not going to curse. That is not you saying that I'm not going to use his name in a way that it ought not be used. That is you saying, I'm going to be in relationship with the Most High, and I will not take his name, as in a marriage, in vain. I will not treat it with disrespect. I will not say that I represent him and go a whoring after other gods. So this is, that commandment is, you are tying yourself to the Most High, and you are now being called by his name. Just as when a wife is taken to a husband and she's supposed to take his name, even though today we got some that don't. The truth of the matter is, she's supposed to take that man's name and represent his name, reproduce his name in his children. This is the same thing the Most High was saying to us. Okay, but he says, anybody that steals or swears an oath in his name falsely, they come up under a curse. Okay, and this curse is gonna consume their house. Let's read this. Verse 3. Then he said unto me, this is the curse that goeth forth over the face of the whole earth. For everyone that stealeth shall be cut off as on this side according to it, and everyone that sweareth shall be cut off as on that side according to it. I will bring it forth, saith Yah of hosts, and it shall enter into the house of the thief, and into the house of him that swears falsely by my name. And it shall remain in the midst of his house, and shall consume it with the timber thereof and the stones thereof. Most High is simply saying to us, everything about that house will not be good. It will be consumed with that lie. It will be consumed with that theft. Okay, so we want to make sure that we are coming to him, that we don't have lying in our hearts, and that we don't covet. We're not suffering from that spirit of covetousness, because he said it brings a curse that will consume your house. Your kids will start stealing from you. People will break into your house. You wonder why all these things are happening, and it's part of that curse, because you did not honor the Most High. You tied yourself to him and then don't honor him. See, we got to understand as his people, what our forefathers missed. We tie ourselves to the Most High. We are in covenant relationship with him. There are rules to the covenant. So he says, if you do these things, you are blessed, and you shall be blessed. And nobody shall be able to overtake you or overcome you. You'll be blessed in your coming in, and you'll be blessed in your going out. You'll be blessed with everything that you do. But if you don't honor this covenant, if you lie, if you cheat, if you swear on my name, and see, as the children of the Most High, one of the first oaths you take is to obey. That was the first commandment, to obey the statutes, laws, and commandments that the Most High was going to give. Before he gave any other commandment, he said, if you obey, you got to obey. So when he's speaking to the nation of Israel, and he's trying to tell them through the prophetic word, this is what I'm going to do, this is what's going to happen, we have to understand where these things originate from. So he says, I have placed a curse for anybody who swears by my name and lies and said that I said it, or swear on my name that they're going to do something they don't do it, or who takes my name, takes it in an oath. We the people of the Most High. You better say that lightly. If you're not ready to obey him, that's an oath that you have taken. That is something that you have sworn. And if you disobey it, no good can come out of it. Let's continue. Verse 5. Then the angel that talked with me went forth and said unto me, lift up thine eyes and see what it is that goeth forth. Now, and I said, what is it? And he said, this is an ephah that goeth forth. Now, we know and understand an ephah to be a measurement. Okay, it's a weight, and that weight was about 10 handfuls. But this ephah represents a weight by volume. Now, the roll represented the curse, and it represented it by a span. And it would seem to me that the Most High is saying a span of time. But this is going to be throughout all the earth. This ephah is a weight. And inside of it is where you would put the things to be measured. So whatever went into this ephah, that was what was to be measured. And so if it got filled up, then you had an ephah by weight. Let's see what's in this ephah. And he said, and I said, what is it? And he said, this is an ephah that goeth forth. He said, moreover, this is their resemblance throughout all the earth. and behold, there was lifted up a talent of lead. Now, when we looked up this talent before, this talent is between by weight. Whether it didn't matter what it is, a pound is a pound is a pound. Whether it's a pound of feathers or a pound of lead, this talent of lead is about a talent is about 110 to 120 pounds. So let's just say 120 pounds of lead. This had a, this ephah had a lid on it that was heavy. Okay. And this and behold, there was lifted up a talent of lead. So he lifted this lid off of this thing. And this is a woman that sitteth in the midst of the ephah. So women in the scriptures represent a birth of something. A lot of times they represent a nation, or they represent a time span. In this case, this woman is representing the birth of something. And she is sitting in the middle of the ephah. Let's see what it says concerning this. And he said, this is wickedness. And he cast it into the midst of the ephah. And he cast the weight of the lid upon the mouth thereof. So we got this roll, which represents a curse. We have this ephah that is represent a volume by weight. We have this lead lid that's about 100 pounds in weight. And he opens up the lid to the ephah. He sees this woman in it, and he says, this is wickedness. And then he casts in the roll into the ephah, the curse. And he put the lid back on it. Okay, so whoever this applies to, whatever this applies to, they are going to be suffering from telling lies and thievery. Telling lies and thievery, okay? Covetousness and swearing that the Most High has been talking to them. But he has not been. Verse 9. Then lifted up my eyes, and I looked, and behold, there came out two women, and the wind was in their wings. Now we see wings, and we think angels, but this is representative of something. For they had wings like the wings of a stork, and they lifted up the ephah between the earth and heaven. Now, even today, we associate the stork with what? Bringing babies. So this is the birth of something. And these two women are going to carry this ephah to a place. And I lifted up my eyes, and lo, and behold, there were came out two women, and the wind was in their wings, for they had wings like the wings of a stork. And they lifted up the ephah between the earth and heaven. So this thing's, it's place that is going to, when they lift it up and take it, but it's also saying that its rule shall be in the air as well. But it's going to have an abode on the earth. It's going to have a rule between heaven and earth. Then I said to the angel that talked with me, where do they bear the ephah? Where are they taking it? And he said unto me, to build it a house in the land of Shinar, and it shall be established and set there upon her base. Now we know that inside of this ephah is a woman, and in there with her is a curse. Okay. The church is often identified as a woman. The nation of Israel is often identified as a woman. Let's go see where Shinar is at. Where is this Shinar? Let's go to Daniel's chapter 1, verse 2. The book of Daniel's chapter 1, and verse 2. The book of Daniel's chapter 1, and verse 2. And Yah gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand Nebuchadnezzar, with part of the vessels of the house of Elohim, which he carried into the land of Shinar, to the house of Elohim. And he brought to the house of his Elohim, and he brought the vessels into the treasure of the house of his Elohim. This woman is taken to Shinar, and she has set up a foundation there. This is a house of worship that this woman represents. And this house of worship is going to be covetous, as in it's going to take from men, but it's also going to swear that it is telling, that it is speaking for the Most High. So this house is set up in confusion, in Babylon, in confusion. And it's set there to confuse the world because it's going to lie to them and say that it speaks for the Most High Elohim. But really what it's having is men to worship it and to bring their glory into it, being covetous, taking from them and giving nothing in return to them. This is a global religion. Because it said it was going to be a curse throughout the whole face of the earth. And so we as a people, we need to understand and need to look at, is there such a religion in the world today that is global, that is wealthy, that says that it represents the Most High Elohim, but everything that it says is based upon, it's a lie. I'm not going to point any fingers. I'm sure that we already know who this is. Just understand that we are supposed to be coming out of. Zerubbabel came out of Babylon, and it was given to him to know the truth. Okay? And so we are to be coming out of Babylon ourselves, out of this confusion, and knowing that there's only one true church, and it is the church of the Most High Elohim. There's only one true government. That is the government of the Most High Elohim. Once we can set that in our spirits, in our understanding, then the rest of this should fall away. We should know, oh, wait a minute, that's a lie right there. You may not even know how it's a lie, but you know that it's not of the Most High. It's a lie. It's set up on some type of either covetousness, like I know men. I know men who make their living by the word of Yah, and they have no truth in them. They say they speak for the Most High, but they don't. And their whole motivation is covetousness because they can't make it in the world. So I'll make a living off the people of the Most High. And this is what turns a lot of people off, but they don't know where that spirit comes from. A lot of people don't want to pay tithes because they're afraid they're giving it to a man, because men are wicked and they teach falsehoods. And they say they're speaking for the Most High, but they are not. And so they teach all these doctrines. They get you to chase after something, because truth of the matter is, you may also have that same thought in your heart, in your own mind, because that's the way it looks to you. And so then you buy into it. But the truth of the matter is, this is a false church set up in Babylon or confusion, and its traits are covetousness. It will steal from you, it will take from you, and not give you anything in return. And then it lies and tells you that it's speaking for the Most High Elohim. And that if you buy into it, you just as cursed it is as it is. because you will start to tell the same lies. You will start to govern yourself for the same things like prosperity. We got so many churches out here teaching prosperity and that if you are wealthy, you are blessed. When the Most High says, I'm taking the poor. I'm taking those that are humble, who have humility and meekness. When you get your wealth, you count on your wealth. Just like he told Israel, I'm going to make you so blessed. You are going to be so blessed that you won't have to worry about anything. There won't be a man among you that hasn't produced a child. There won't be a woman among you that hasn't produced a child. I'm going to bless you so well that your men and your women are all going to be fertile. The animals in your kingdom are all going to be fertile. You're going to multiply. And everything that you put your hands to is going to multiply in everything. The Most High said he would do that. But he says, I want the weak. I want the poor. Because when you get wealthy like that, you become puffed up and you say you did it. When I have blessed you and made you fat and you ain't got nothing to worry about, all of a sudden you did it. And you forget about me, the one who blessed you, the one who gave you favor. And so we have these prosperity teachers out there. Give $100 and you'll be blessed. Give $1,000 and you'll be blessed. Yah wants us to be blessed in him, to understand that the fear of him, being obedient to him, not bending our back and kneeling to anything other than him, to worship him with everything that we have, 100%, because this is what he wants. Don't fall for that falseness. Don't fall for the covetousness. Don't fall for, I got a word from Yah for you. Don't fall for, this is all you need to do. But then you read something else and it's contrary. This person claims to speak for the Most High, but what they say don't come true. It don't happen. It's not confirmed in your life. So Yah is looking for those who will worship him in spirit and in truth, who will not be fall up under this curse, who will not fall up under the curse that's in the ephod, who will not be confused by this world any longer, because your desire should not be for this world. See, when you want the things of the world, you're going to be attracted to the things of the world, and they're going to be your motivation for everything that you do. So I'll get me a bigger house. I'll get me a fence around the house. And these things are designed not to separate you, but it's designed as a form of security. So Yah says, I'm going to make cities. And Jerusalem, in the end, Jerusalem had a real high wall built around it by the Jebusites. The Jebusites were Canaanites. This land belonged to the Canaanites before the Most High gave it to our forefathers. And it had walls around it that were high. So when we start getting into the feast of the fourth month and the fifth month, we're going to find that the Most High gave us Jerusalem. And when Jerusalem was breached, because it was the city of the Most High, he claimed it as his. It was a terrible thing, but it was breached because of the stiff-neckedness of our forefathers, because of their disobedience. So something of the Most High got breached because of our disobedience. And he says, a sad day. But he says, in the future, these same feast days are going to be turned into holidays. celebration days. But until that time, when we read these coming up in the next few chapters, we may not get to them tonight, but it's just to lay the foundation that we understand when we're taking a fast that we're not taking it to ourselves. Why are you fasting? He asked them. Why are you fasting? Is it for me? Or were you fasting for yourself? See, there are certain days that the Most High says he wants us to remember, his feast days and his fast days. Because he has been offended or he gets the victory. So when we are fasting, it's because something terrible has happened. And so we need to look at those things because the Most High is calling us. He has not released us from these fasts. He has not turned them into days of celebration yet. Now, we want to celebrate all the feast days that he mentions in Leviticus chapter 26, in the book of Leviticus and in Deuteronomy, in Exodus. We want to keep these fast days because he mentions them, but then the others that he mentions along the way, somehow we have just forgotten them. Maybe we hadn't totally waken up yet. I don't know. But there's a fast of the fourth month, of the fifth month, and of the tenth month that we're supposed to be keeping. And even the fast or the feast of the new moon, we're supposed to be keeping. And so we want to delve into those things in the coming weeks. I definitely want to get into them before the next new moon so that we have understanding why we are doing these things and what they mean to the Most High. The Most High has given us so many days. There's no way that we can say that we don't have enough to keep us busy, that we don't have enough to keep our minds on him. If we do all that he has told us to do, trust me, it's going to be hard to keep your eyes and your mind off of him. But because we've been thrown into the land of our captivity or where we were born at, and it is not the land that he set up for us, when he started to wake us, we picked up on the major things. But we didn't pick up on all things. And maybe we'll use the excuse because we are not in our land. Now, we don't have to do these things. The truth of the matter is, no matter where you're at in the earth, if you belong to him and you have tied yourself to him, you have taken an oath, you're supposed to do these things. Don't matter what land you're in. And if it costs you your life. Oh, whoa, wait a minute. What do you mean? If it costs me my life. If it costs you your life, you're supposed to do it. Because you're supposed to fear him more than you fear anything else. And so the time of playing games and being in confusion, those days are over. We have more book than the people in Noah's days had. They didn't have no book. They had one man crying to them, repent. And the whole world got destroyed because they didn't repent. They didn't listen to that one man. And they didn't have this book to go by. And we have the book, and we can't get it right? Woe unto us. Woe unto us. Because we have the book. And he says, just as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the end times. People just going about their life like ain't nothing ever going to happen. It ain't never going to rain. Ain't even no big stream of water around here. Why is he building that boat? What are you talking about? It's going to rain. It ain't rained in forever. We don't ever remember it raining. It's just a mist that comes upon the land and wets the ground. What is he talking about? Rain. And this is the same attitude people have today. Yah's not, he's not quick to come back. He's not going to do what he said he's going to do. We don't have to do all that. We ain't in our land. We can't do that. Oh, the government might come against us. The other religions might say, oh, they might come against us. Why are you worried about them? We have the book. We have what is written. We have all the testimonies. And we want to stay in confusion. We want to believe the lies. We want to believe the people saying they're speaking for Yah, but he's saying they're not speaking for me. Are they telling you to do what I told them, told you to do? Are they telling you to return unto me with your whole heart, 100%? Or are they telling you just human? And your humanity, that's not a word. Your humanity and your nature is not going to allow you to do this. Yah didn't give us something that he said we couldn't do. Problem is, we won't do it. We look at the world around us. Oh, I got this mortgage payment to make. I got this electric bill to make. Oh, I got to pay the gas bill. Oh, man, my car note due. The insurance for the car note is for the car is due. I got these children, they got needs. And we're chasing after the world, chasing after this pipe dream. And this pipe dream is a pipe bomb that's going to blow up on us. So Yah said, don't be consumed by this curse. Don't allow this curse to come into your house. Don't believe you can tell a little white lie. Don't think you can just, I can take this. It don't matter. If nobody don't see me, it's just this. It's just a little thing. That little thing brings a spirit with it. And that spirit is from this curse. And that curse will consume your house. So you took a pen from the job. Now your child get caught up in stealing from the stores. Don't know where that spirit came from. You didn't teach them to steal, but where did it come from? And then they start making up their own gods in their own minds. God didn't tell me that. I don't believe God would say that. Making up God in their own mind. No matter what you tell them. Because of the spirit that has entered into the house. So right now, as we are here, let's bow our heads. Each and every person, bow your head. If you are on the internet, if you are driving, pull over. Father Yah, Father, if this curse be upon any of thy people, Father Yah, we repent. We repent with our whole heart, Father. We ask that you would remove this curse from our families, remove it from our house. Restore us, Father. Restore us to your favor. Remove this thieving spirit from our house. Remove this lying spirit that will swear in your name. Remove it from our house, Father. Restore us as your people. Put the curse back into the ephah and put the lid back on it concerning your people. Oh, Father, we truly just want to worship and serve you with everything that is within us. We won't take anything that don't belong to us from this day forward, Father, that we invoke not this curse again on our household. Father, take this from every person within each and every person's household, Father, whether it be husband or wife, whether it be son or daughter. Bind it, throw it back into the ephah, and remove the ephah from us. But we just want to worship you in spirit and in truth. These things I pray in Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ's precious name. Amen and amen. We only want the true word of the Elohim, the true word of Yah. We don't want to be caught up in confusion. We don't want to take part in this false religion. We don't want to have a false faith and a false understanding, but we want our faith to be in Yah 100%. We shall not fear man and what man can do. We are to fear him that can destroy our spirit. So we don't want to fear mankind. We don't want to fear any false religions. We don't want to fear anything other than Yah Elohim. He is our covering. He is our protector. He is our provider. He is our healer. He is our Savior, our Redeemer, our King. And we need to start treating him as such. All the other religions, all the other governments, they are false. We grew up in them. They are all we have known. And we can see that they are wicked. They are confused. They strive to increase and give strength to the few and set at odds the weak. See, it don't matter if you're poor. Don't matter if you're poor and you're white, you're poor if you're black, you're poor if you're Indian. Whatever your race may be, wherever your ethnicity may be, it doesn't matter. Yah is looking for you. He wants you to fear him with everything that is in you. Fear him. He will fight your battle. The rich seek to separate us and make us fight amongst each other and fight for them. False religion. False governments. Yah said, put all of our faith in him. Don't put it in our own might. Don't put it in our own power. But put it in him. He says, by his spirit, he's going to do all these things. By his spirit, he's going to bring about change. By his spirit, will the world come into subjection to him. It starts with you and with I. being in obedience to him. Not seeking to covet what the world has. Not seeking to tell lies and say that Yah said it. So the truth and the bottom line of everything is we need Yah. We need to allow him to have control over everything in our lives. And we need to serve him 100%. So no matter where we're at in the world, no matter what government we come up under, we are not to fear them. Not in the least bit. If you know that you are living all that you can live for the Most High Elohim, and you're doing everything according to his statutes, his laws, and his commandments, and he is the leader in your life, he is your king, then we have to be in observance to all the things that he has said to be in observance to. We have to do all the things that he has said to do. It is a sad thing. It is a very sad thing when the Most High has been breached, when something that he has put together has been breached because of the disobedience of his people. Jerusalem was ransacked and destroyed because of the disobedience of his people. But Jerusalem belonged to the Most High. That's where he put his name at. How can that be a good thing? He said, because of your stiff neck and your hard-heartedness, shall not one stone, one of these stones, be left upon the other. That's not a good thing. He says, I put my name here. This is where I came to meet you at. This is where I came to visit you. This is where I came to talk to you and to give you my will for the nation, to bless the nation or to curse the nation. This is where I would meet you at. And because of your stiff neck and your hard-heartedness, I'm going to tear it all down. Now they're fighting over. Where was the original temple at? Not one stone left upon the other. Oh, it was right here. No, it was right there. No, it's 500 feet over here. This is what Messiah calls to have. He said, hey, you reject this salvation, and you think that this temple is something, I'm going to tear it down. I'm going to cause it to be breached. These are the types of things that the Most High calls a fast for. These things were created for his pleasure. And when he can not take pleasure in them anymore, it is not a good thing. I hope we can hear what the Spirit is saying. When you fast, are you fasting for the Most High because he's been breached? Or are you fasting for yourself because you need something, you want something? When you celebrate, are you celebrating for the Most High because he had this victory in this thing? Or are you celebrating because you just want to drink and get drunk? It's an excuse, but it really don't have anything to do with the Most High. This is what he's saying to our people. This is what he's saying to us. So we need to understand why, when we take a fast, why we are fasting. And it has to be for something in related to that the Most High says, this is a breach. And it is not a good thing. And I want you to remember it because it's that serious. It's a breach and it's not a good thing. And I want you to afflict yourself fast. And then when I tell you to celebrate, I want you to celebrate and understand what you're celebrating for. Why is this such a victory? Why the Most High holds it up and says, you should be proud of this. I am. See, when we go to football games and our team wins the Super Bowl and they hold up that trophy and everybody's celebrating and hooting and hollering and going out and having after parties and things like this, over a trophy and a game. And we don't have the same zeal for the Most High. His people don't understand. Now, I bet you, and I'm willing to bet you, same people that say they keep the statute, laws, and commandments, same people that say that they celebrate the feast days, they don't celebrate the feast days like they celebrate their Super Bowl win if their team wins. Not with the same vigor. Not with the same understanding. So Yah is calling us higher. And he's calling us to do better. He's calling us to place him at a higher importance in our life. We give more energy and more credence to the Super Bowl or the All-Star Game or the NBA Finals than we give to the Most High Elohim. And then those things that he says, these hurt me, not literally, but they hurt him in a way that these were great disappointments. It was a great disappointment that I had to do this or allow this. Because I brought you into the land not because you were mighty or that you were even righteous. But the people that are in the land right now, they are so wicked. And I'm going to kick them out of the land and give it to you. And be ye righteous. So, until Messiah comes back, we are scattered amongst the nations. And because we are scattered amongst the nations, we want to say we can't do what the Most High told us to do. Because we're not in our nation. Now, to the rest of the world, I say this not because I don't live in the rest of the world. But to those of you who are in the United States of America, I say we are without excuse. We are without excuse. And we have to come together because we're in a land that does not prevent us from serving the Most High the way that he said to serve him. And because we won't come together and create our own economics, we won't do business amongst each other. We run to the nations for everything so that we have to depend upon the nations for our livelihood, then we use it as an excuse that we can't serve the true and living Elohim because they will not let me off. But we have it within us to do better. And he has made a way for us to do better. And if some of us have to work within this system to help provide, to build community, until we can come and take part in the community, till we can become self-sufficient, to live the life that Elohim has said that we should live. Even when he told us that he was giving us the promised land, he said, hey, I can't give it to you all at once. If I remove all these people all at once, the wild beast of the field will take over. You can't spread that fast in the land. In the places you can't spread to, the animals will take over. So I'm not going to remove them out of the land that quick. I'm going to remove them little by little. Y'all are saying we got to do it little by little as well. Can't expect everything to come overnight. But we must do this thing. So we don't want to believe the lies. We don't want to be covetous and take things that Yah has not given to us. He's going to give it to us. He's going to give us the means to do it, little by little. Here a little, there a little. To achieve his will in this earth. And if we are sealed, we have already read in Revelations, until Antichrist comes, if you are sealed by the Most High, ain't nothing in this world going to be able to touch you. The only one that has been given power over us is Antichrist. Anything else that comes up, if you are sealed by the Ruach HaKodesh, it's not going to be able to touch you. We have to recognize that as a group of people, not as just individuals, but as a group. We shall not fear, for Yah is with us. So as this year goes on, you're going to see the world in turmoil. Don't fear it. You're going to hear of wars and rumors of wars. They even talk about civil war in this country even right now. The National Black Caucus believes that there's a civil war coming. The extreme right believes there's a civil war coming. Do not fear it. It is a sign. It is the beginning of sorrows. And we are not to walk in fear. But we are to do the things that our Elohim has told us to do. Gather yourself. So we don't want to be up under this curse. We don't want to be under the curse. We don't want to be in the ephah. We don't want those things to apply to us. We want to believe our Elohim. We do not want to walk in confusion. We want to be as Zerubbabel. Come out of confusion. Set our focus on the Most High. And do that what he is telling us to do. See, we are to have communities. not just a house, but communities. Where the community is of the same mind and the same spirit, who worship the Most High Elohim. We keep his statutes, his laws, and his commandments. We are here for the healing of our people and for the healing of the nations. As many as Yah our Elohim shall call. We are to do these things. That being said, we're going to stop here for this evening. I want to play one song for us. I want us to, again, take it to heed. Take it into your spirit. On tomorrow night, we will continue to review the bylaws. Amen. Amen. Father Yah, we are your people. We look to you, O Yah, for all that we are. We look to you, O Father, for everything. In all our thoughts and all our ways, Father, we seek to be like you. Bless us. Protect us. Give us favor. Give us your mind, Father. Fill us with your spirit. Let your thoughts be our thoughts. Let your ways be our ways. Let it be said, those are the children of the Most High Elohim. He is with them. As we go now, Father, continue to encamp your angels around your people. Keep us safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. And bring us back again at the appointed time that we might continue your business. In Jesus Christ's precious name I pray. Amen and amen. Remember, Yah loves you. I love you too. Shalom.
no beginning and you have no ending. I think it's amazing, it's beyond my understanding. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, 'cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, 'cause I'm just a man. You're always there, teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worthy, a perfect. And his kingdom will reign forever. Sometimes all I want to do is jump, lift my hand up high and stomp. Clean me with the water, baptized, get dumped. I'm filled with the Ruach and now I'm drunk. Oh, one time for Shabbat. I'm working every day, can't wait for my rest. Holy days coming and I'm impatient. Hanging with the Mishpachah, good vibrations. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, 'cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, 'cause I'm just a man. Always said, teach me the way. I pray that I never fall.